government workers back on the job in Washington after the longest shutdown in U.S. history. The affected agencies reopened after President Trump and opposition Democrats agreed to work toward a compromise on border security. Trump issued a fresh warning on Twitter that any agreement must include funding for a border wall, following up on a vow he made when the shutdown ended last week.
The government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
But there appears to be little appetite for another shutdown among Republicans, including Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
I don't like shutdowns. I don't think they work for anybody, and I hope they'll be avoided.
Opinion polls found that the public largely blamed Trump and Republicans for the shutdown, something Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer have eagerly pointed out.
I hope this serves as a lesson to President Trump and all of my Republican colleagues. No more shutdown. President Trump touched a hot, hot stove, and hopefully he won't do it again.
Several polls show the president's approval rating dipped below the 40% range as the shutdown dragged on, suggesting possible long-term damage for Trump. Brookings analyst Elaine Kmark.
It looks like we've hit a turning point of sorts. The president severely misjudged the effects of the shutdown on ordinary people. Nobody in that White House really truly understood how important federal government functioning was to the whole American economy.
So we're going to do it, and we're doing well.
Some Trump supporters hope the president learned a lesson from the shutdown impasse, and they expect him to rebound, including former Governor Chris Christie.
He's fearless. I mean, he's fearless in a way that I've seen few people in politics be fearless. And so those are all good points. But when you act on impulse and you don't have a plan sometimes, as I think what happened with the shutdown, it doesn't end well.
Given the shutdown's unpopularity, many Trump supporters expect the president to declare a border emergency to build the wall if Congress fails to find a compromise. The campaign promise of a wall is just too important, says analyst John Fortier.
It was a slogan on the campaign trail. This is something that he doesn't want to be seen as completely capitulating on, and that makes it very tough to compromise.
Donald J. Trump.
On the other hand, Trump could weaken his own reelection hopes by his singular focus on pleasing his core supporters, says Elaine Kmark.
He has not tried in his 2 years in office to expand his base. That's a disaster for a president, because inevitably some of your base is going to peel away.
Mr. Speaker!
The president's next best opportunity to make his case on a border wall is Tuesday's State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress and a national television audience. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.